This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Come on, you hear me say this all the time, right? Anyway, I really appreciate the time you're spending with us, you know, on the air and in the chat room and texting and just engaging. Engaging as a whole, right? I think you want to. Because I want to make sure that, I truly want to make sure that you got the information you need. Now, whether you get it from me or somebody else, at this point, I really don't care as long as you're getting informed somewhere. Make sure it's people you can trust. I'm not going to say make sure they're on your side because I find that, I don't like that saying. I really don't. Whether you believe it or not, I don't. But you want to make sure you get the information and the information is true and you can step out. I get bit so many times because you guys sent me info. So now I get to the point where I just don't put it up. I wait. You'll do that for me. It's really that easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening there, a lot you can get involved with. There's a lot I'd like to see you get involved with. All right. I got a lot of undo. Rick Green chimed in earlier today. He's head over to Patriot Academy, the constitutioncoach.com or patriotacademy.com. And check out what he's put up there. On how, this is why you I'm listening to all these stories about everybody who thinks they have an answer on how this is going to play out, or how it legally has to play out. Or how, I mean, I'm like, come on, guys. I know you heard something, and now you believe that to be the truth, and whatever. But it's not. And there's so many stories. I mean, some of these things, like the Capitol Police officer, that now we find out committed suicide. I mean, did he commit suicide or, you know what I'm saying? Were the Clintons involved? I want to know if they were close to this. We've seen this over and over again where all of a sudden somebody committed suicide or they were robbed, but their wallet wasn't taken, the gold ring wasn't taken, the cash in their front pocket wasn't taken, but they were robbed. It's just crazy stories, and I'm not saying that they're not true, but think it through. Every time somebody has some heavy information against the Democrats, how do they disappear? How is it they end up dying? And you know, I've been telling you for months that if you want to see how the country will run under Democrat rule, the Democrats rule, just look at California. California now has decided, the Democrats have decided, to redefine what natural breasts is abnormal. It'll make it easier for transgender kids to get their surgery. And they try to reclassify them. God, fuck. So it's changing insurance rules to better allow doctors to just really, truly butcher little girls I don't have any other term for it. Why do this to them at such a young age? When the majority of them come out of this, it even has a designation as gender dysphoria. And I've done enough stories on this to know. I've done story after story after story on how these kids are almost pressured into this. So they're going to get the insurance companies to pay for something that is in line with biology, that is normal, that is working fine. And an individual diagnosed with gender dysphoria who's born with female characteristics and identifies as a male, the presence of a female chest is abnormal. You hear that? Female genes, female biology, thinks that they're a boy, needs to get rid of the girl parts. A girl born as a girl is now deemed abnormal. This is disgusting. Why should she be deemed as abnormal? So now what you say is all the other kids born as girls that identify as girls, they're abnormal, right? Twitter user and biologist Colin Wright told his fans about these changes that are coming up. And they're changing the insurance language to allow this. Right? And they're called double mastectomies. Usually only paid for, only allowed when it's cancerous or something along those lines. Right? They're taking it out of the cosmetic only or reconstructive. And they're doing that so that there's no age limit as to when they can do this or how often they can do this. So technically, normal breasts are reclassified as abnormal structures of the body caused by congenital defects. God bless. So, and there's no, literally, there is no real consulting that goes on. Right? You see the stories written from some of these women that have had this done to them. And then 5 years later, they want to go back and they realize that they only got 20 minutes of counseling before they got the prescription for testosterone and got approved for surgery. Are you serious? This should be something that takes hours, because you only go for an hour at a time anyhow. But hours. They should be dead sure that this is okay for the person to do. I don't think it is because, again, it's all about biology. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And prove why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fellow.
We are back.
Said, ain't that a kick?
This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And again, you know, be involved, be engaged. Make sure you have a clue, that you're learning from the right people, that you're getting the information from the right people. I mean, I'm not trying to make it sound like we know everything. We know a lot. We get a lot of good information from a lot of good people. But you want to get real, you know, again, you want to get real information. And you want to make sure that people, you know, you don't sound like an idiot when you're out there, because you've been, again, you've been given the wrong stuff. I'm just watching more and more go on with this Capitol breach on last Wednesday. You know, and it goes back to the same thing. They're accusing us of being, you know, conspiracy theorists again. But when you have all this evidence looking at this, you have the mayor of D.C. who refuses a request or is asked if she needs, you know, more whether it's National Guard, police, what have you, to make sure the streets are safe? She says no. And then when she does agree to the National Guard, she wants to make sure they're unarmed and only directing traffic. That'll work out well because, you know, you've seen what the Antifa people have. And they were there. Let's just be honest. They were there. We have videos from plenty of people showing, showing them putting on the clothing, putting on the MAGA clothing when they get there. Figure that one out. Most of the MAGA people I know have it on before they get there. One security person said that, one congresswoman said, it looks like the breach of the Capitol had inside assistance. With the actions taken, you can't just imagine how they happened without some kind of permissiveness occurring. I mean, that's one of the most secure places in D.C. Now, they're trying to spin it the other way, but Democrat Representative Republican Schultz. All right, let me try that again. The mouth is moving too quick. Democrat Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz said the protesters might have been able to breach U.S. Capitol security and storm the building with inside assistance. She wanted congressional lawmakers and law enforcement to formally investigate the possibility of inside help. Now, she is suggesting they're going to try to pin it on the right. Wasserman Schultz said that she attended an emergency Democrat caucus meeting on Friday, and there are questions that need to be answered. She also said the law enforcement response to the protest was horrendous, and the Capitol Police's lack of preparation was appalling. Now, the Alcoa chief said that he was told not to ramp up for this. Did that story earlier. So which is it? And who's at fault? We have some real serious structural issues that we need to get to the bottom of, she said during a Jewish Democratic Council of America discussion. We also have to make sure that we have the answers to the questions about how some of the things happened. Right? I mean, again, almost no resistance, even when they were inside for a while. So they had to have some inside assistance. Had to. And some of the weapons or whatever they got their hands on, they didn't walk in with. Look at the pictures. Now, she says she prays to God. We've heard this before. She says, I pray to God that it's not what happened. But there were some actions taken that you just can't imagine how they happened. Now, according to the House Appropriations Committee, fiscal year 2021, Capitol Police budget was $516 million. There's 2,300 members to the force. Right? Now, if you think about this, I want you to think. Oh, God. That's $220,000 per individual. Right? Come on, work it through. Just craziness. The Capitol Police, look, they're, the congressional people are so upset that you had that kind of breach going on. And yet they're the ones that watch over this stuff. They're the ones that are supposed to be making sure that that they're secure in there, that the Capitol Police have what they need to make it happen, that they're constantly updated on what threats are there and around the place. I mean, are they not sharing information anymore? Is the FBI or whoever not sharing information with these people? What caused the problem? Well, look, I've been telling you guys for a long time. Now you're seeing it start to happen. Doesn't mean I have a crystal ball or I know more than you do. It's just human nature. Americans have been squeezed for so long. And I don't mean just squeezed over the COVID virus. Let's go all the way back to when Obama first got in. The freedoms that were taken away from us. The things that we no longer are allowed to do or have or say anymore, for that matter. Pushing the naturalism of man and woman. Screaming at people like me, you know, that science doesn't matter to us because we believe in God. Yet they're the ones that are telling us that there's no such thing as a man and woman. There's no such thing as male or female. The biology doesn't really matter anymore. And on top of that, we don't need to get together to worship. Right? We can do that from home. They're telling us, the heathens, the godless soulless group are telling us how to worship God when they don't even believe in it. I've been telling you for a long time, they tell us what's good for us. They do it in California. There's no difference. They dictate to us what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's bad. They don't even want us to decide. Not really. They give you what you need. They push you in a direction. And they know you'll go into that. Well, think about it. The state's going to take care of you. They're going to help you. Why would you go in any other direction? Besides, it's my tax money. At least that's what you're thinking at times. Now, this is totally out of control. The Bible says that God is your sufficiency. But the government's making it so they're your sufficiency. Right? Work it through. Some people said the reason the Republicans lost the election in Georgia was because we wouldn't approve the $2,000 checks, which is nothing more than a lie. It wasn't a matter of not approving the $2,000 checks. It was a matter of not approving all the other waste that went along with it. And the Democrats are geniuses at that. They've got it down pat. We don't get clean bills. We get bills with all kinds of stuff packed inside of them. We come back. We're talking about today's constitutional moment and how the process of both the 25th Amendment and the impeachment really, truly will play out. Joe McKinney, your host, listen in real time.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats introduced an article of impeachment Monday accusing President Trump of inciting an insurrection. A vote on that article is likely to come as soon as Wednesday. Colorado Republican Congressman Ken Buck is asking President-elect Joe Biden to urge his fellow Democrats to stop the impeachment push. He tells Fox News it would be in the best interest of healing the country to just get to the next administration.
This is being rushed. This is a political stunt. And what we need to do is take time and reflect and make sure that whatever decisions are made regarding the events of January 6th are done with intelligent action. This president-elect could gain a lot of goodwill among Republicans and Democrats, frankly, but among Americans generally, if he told everybody, slow down, that this president is not an imminent threat to this country at this point. Let's get through the inauguration.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Living it up in the city. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732. Really, truly. 5562. Get involved. Get engaged. Decide what it is you want to do and how you want to do it. You know, I mean, you got to get the information. That's the big part for me. When I ask you guys if you, got the information you need, if where are you getting it? How are you putting it back out? Why are you putting it back out the way you are? You really got to make sure that you've got real information, and you got it for people who care. All right, I wanna play a clip, kind of long, probably about 6 minutes, and it is Rick Green walking through. He's with Patriot Academy. You can check it out, patriotacademy.com, and he walks you through the process of how the 25th Amendment works, because too many of you are out there saying, oh my God, this is going to happen, this is how it's going to happen, this is how it's going to go down. Stop. Get informed. Then start opening your mouth. I'm not trying to be mean, I'm just trying to be real with you. Because it really is the only way that we end up sounding like we have brain cells that work. Take a listen. Let's see, maybe.
As the Democrat leadership tries to unite the country by dismissing half the country. Anyway, here's how the Constitution actually works on this issue. First of all, 25th Amendment, that's what Nancy Pelosi is calling for. In order to invoke the 25th, there are two ways to do that. The first way is Section 3 in the 25th Amendment, which is where the president himself or herself says, I'm invoking the 25th because I'm going under for surgery or whatever it might be. That has happened three times in American history. President Reagan and then George W. Bush did it twice, all three times for surgeries. They were out for a couple of hours. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about Section 4 in the 25th Amendment, which is where the Vice President of the United States and half the cabinet decide that the president is incapacitated, incapable of doing the job. This was foreseen and passed because of what had happened to Eisenhower, for instance, who had a heart attack and other illnesses. You had, Garfield had been shot and didn't die for 80 days. So there was a question of, okay, who's president, who's acting president? So these things had happened in history, and actually on the heels of Eisenhower was when the 25th was finally passed, and that happened in 65, 66. Okay, so here's how it's supposed to work. If the president is actually incapacitated, either an accident and in the hospital, and nobody knows when he's going to come out, has been kidnapped, has gone mentally crazy. Perhaps we're going to see this happen with a Biden administration as he's clearly losing his faculties. I would expect the 25th to be invoked appropriately at some point in the next 4 years. But to do this right now with President Trump, who is clearly not incapacitated and clearly has his mental faculties, but they're just creating this scenario to try to say that he is not, frankly, mentally well because of the things he said, like, hey, let's be peaceful and let's be patriotic and let's cheer on our congressman. I mean, it absolutely is abusing the intent of the 25th Amendment, and that's why it won't happen. I mean, look, they have to have Vice President Pence to do this. He has to instigate this with the cabinet, and even if in some crazy world that happened, he would need half the cabinet, and the members of the cabinet that would have been likely to side with this have already resigned, so they're not even on the cabinet anymore. And even if he got half the cabinet, well, the president can immediately dispute that. And in fact, if you go to the 25th Amendment in Section 4, if the vice president does this, then the president can immediately dispute that. And then it goes to the House and the Senate, and they have to vote two-thirds to uphold the 25th Amendment in this case. So we're talking both House and the Senate have to vote two-thirds. So this is a much higher bar than impeachment. We're talking two-thirds of the House and the Senate, and then half of the president's own cabinet and his own vice president. Not going to happen. Now, what's next? Well, you know, Speaker Pelosi has said that if Mike Pence does not invoke the 25th, then that she will move for articles of impeachment. They've already filed the articles of impeachment. They're headed that direction. So let's quickly run through how impeachment works as well. Impeachment comes from Article 2, Section 4, which says the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, they're claiming that he incited a riot. Anybody that watches his speech knows that didn't happen. Anybody that watches the whole afternoon knows that he did not incite the riot and cannot be held responsible for the actions of a few out of those hundreds of thousands of patriotic, freedom-loving, and peaceful Americans. If that's the standard, then we clearly do need impeachment hearings for Kamala Harris, since she encouraged rioters this summer to continue and to not let up. We need impeachment hearings for several of the members of Congress who encouraged the riots this summer and encouraged even Cory Booker, Senator Booker, encouraged these people to get in the face of members of Congress. So if this is going to be the standard, then it has already they've already missed their chance to use impeachment for folks that clearly need it. Now, technically, impeachment for members of Congress doesn't apply. That's a separate process that the House and the Senate undergoes. This Article 2, Section 4 clause for impeachment of the president doesn't apply to members of Congress, but it could very well apply to Kamala Harris after she is sworn in as Vice President of the United States. So let's look at how the impeachment would work, since they're clearly going to go forward with it. This is their idea of how to unite the country. If they impeach the president again, and they only need, you know, a majority in the House to actually impeach. But remember, impeach is like being indicted by a grand jury. It's not a conviction. It's not a finding of guilt or innocence. It's simply saying there's enough here that we think we should have a trial. And so if they do in fact impeach the president on this, then the Senate is the one that tries that impeachment. And that is found in Article 1, Section 3. Clause 6, it says the Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments. When sitting for that purpose, they shall be on oath or affirmation. When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside, and no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of two-thirds of the members present. So here we go again. If we do this again, it's going to be a trial in the Senate, and the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court will come over and oversee that trial. And to convict, they need 67 senators to convict. Now, there's clearly some Republicans that, if you watch what's happened the last few weeks, I think will support this. Can they get 17 Republicans to support it? I don't know. I doubt it. But that's where they're headed. Now, timing is almost impossible here. The resolutions and the process that the Senate has already adopted for the next week or so only allow them to do business on the 19th of January and very little business then. Mitch McConnell has said that they couldn't actually take up this until 1 o'clock on the 20th, which is an hour after the president's no longer in office. Impeachment does not apply to someone that is not is no longer an officer. So if he's not president or vice president or another officer, he can't, there's nothing, he can't be impeached. So that process would not go forward. Let me address one other thing with regard to impeachment. When someone is convicted of impeachment, then the punishments are found in the next paragraph in Article 1, Section 3. It says, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office, comma, and disqualifications to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. Basically means if they were to convict the president of impeachment here, then their only options for punishment are removal from office, which is what they're really after, and then preventing him from being able to serve again. That's what Nancy Pelosi is after. And those are two steps. And sometimes we've seen federal judges be impeached and removed from office, but not prevented from serving in other offices. Judge Alcee Hastings was convicted on impeachment, and then they did not take the second step of preventing him from running for office. So he ended up running for Congress and serving in Congress. So pretty crazy there. But listen, bottom line is 25th Amendment is not likely. I mean, that's a 0.0000% chance of actually happening. Impeachment is very, I think, possible because they only need a majority vote in the House. Conviction is not likely based on the timing here. Would set a horrible, horrible precedent for what is an impeachable offense and removing a president from office the day before his term ends. So terrible precedent here, not likely to happen, but I thought it was important for us to understand how the 25th Amendment works and how impeachment works under the Constitution. I'm Rick Green. This has been today's Constitutional Minute.
Now, you can get this Constitutional Minute. Head over to PatriotAcademy.com, PatriotAcademy.com. It's a great, you know, again, you need to be informed. We all think we have a clue, and you find out sometimes we have no clue. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on TCN Live. Seriously, come on back. Got a lot more to discuss.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. We'll wrap it up the last segment. I always appreciate the time you guys spent with me. Seriously, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, being involved, being engaged, letting me know, you know, what's going on. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Anyhow, always a pleasure to be involved and engaged with you guys. You know, you ask some great questions. People, seriously, we're at a point, you've got some of us running around, or some people running around, patriots or whatever you want to call them, that are willing to fight, but do they really know what to fight or how to fight? There are a million ways to do this. First of all, what is it, 35? You guys would know better than me. I think it's 35 legislatures across the country that are controlled or somewhat controlled by Republicans. Change the election laws in those states. You know, we keep screaming for more power to the states, but yet we're not doing anything about it. You need to put pressure on those people. I understand that there might be one on January 20th. I'm hearing there's going to be rallies pretty much at every state capital across the country. I hope that's true. We need to bring those state capitals to their knees. Those people that were voted in as Republicans that can't, I mean, I can't believe this. There's just some stupid, minor things that they can do to fix voter reg, and they don't do it. We know why. We're not stupid. We know why. You know, if you think about it, if you got voter registration, you have to prove who you are and you have an ID. Well, you can't cheat, can you? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So if you can't cheat, you can't win. This is what I wrote in my book back in 2016. Why do they have to cheat to win? It makes absolutely no sense. You know, and for those of you who have been emailing and messaging me, we are not on Facebook. For a multitude of reasons I don't want to go into. But we're not on Facebook. So go somewhere else. Go to the website, therealside.com. You'll find it there. It's not that hard to find there. I don't want to feed these people anymore. No, I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up. I'm not throwing my hands up. It's not what I'm doing. But it's crazy for me to waste resources on something I can't win. There's no way I can win it. Not just me. But you guys too. You can't win these arguments. You can't win these fights. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And listen, these arguments that you're having with people, you don't bother. You're not going to change their mind. I keep telling you that. So one of the last stories of the night here. A self-professed socialist, a Chicago teacher, she attacked unsafe school openings. Said, this is wrong. You can't do this. You can't bring people back to, you know, an unsafe situation. But she gave the message. You ready for this one? From her Puerto Rican, you know, vacation spot. Now, look at, let's be clear. I'm not saying all teachers are doing this, so let's not go down that road. But what I will say to you is there are a lot of them doing this. They're in Vegas. They're in Montana. They're out of the state that they teach in. I believe the Chicago Teachers Union went on the attack against those who want to open city schools, saying it's dangerous. But she did it from her beachside resort in Puerto Rico. Sarah Chambers, who's on the union executive board and area vice president, she claims to be a strike leader. Oh, are they striking in Puerto Rico? I wasn't aware. She's on the union's executive board and area vice president. Claims to be a strike leader. Chambers also claims she's opposed to schools returning to in-person learning. And she made several posts on Twitter last week attacking the plan. Besides, she couldn't get back in time. A few hours earlier, Chambers posted a picture on Instagram that appears to show her poolside in Puerto Rico. And she was talking about going on and on about the San Juan seafood. They're just not honest people, are they? Now, we've got, again, I say this all the time, and I'm not just saying it just because. We got some great teachers in our school district. Matter of fact, there's some great teachers out there, period. They really care about the kids. They're there for the kids. They're willing to do whatever they need to do for the kids. But I got to tell you, there's also a lot of them out there, like there isn't any other business, that are not good. They're not good teachers. They don't care about the kids. They care about the pension they're working towards. And that's wrong. In a post on Instagram, Chambers wrote, spending the last day of 2020 by the pool. We have a whole pool to ourselves. We're going to Old San Juan to get some yummy seafood. On Twitter, Chambers said that she is a devout socialist. But she made many of these claims from an expensive vacation spot. You know, isn't that funny? They think they probably don't even know what socialism really is and what it means. Right? She's at an expensive resort and a vacation spot in Puerto Rico. Does she really think she'd be able to do that under socialist rule? She thinks she'd be able to put the money away that she's putting away by being in the union and getting paid well? I want you to think about something. We always hear about how poorly teachers are paid. It's not true. It is relative to where they work. It is relative to what they're doing. It's relative to how long they've been there. I'd love to know what they consider decent pay, because I've never really heard that. And then yet she's going to tell you from an expensive vacation spot how bad it is. She goes on to say, we have an entire private Airbnb house to ourselves. How could she afford that? If teachers don't get paid enough, how does she pull that off? She bragged in a post that she showed her feet and at the end of a lounge chair with a pool and palm trees in the background. Look what a good time I'm having. Oh, God. The WGN Chicago station added that the CTU is threatening the possibility of a strike if the district pushes ahead with plans to reopen school buildings. Chambers then went on attack against those criticizing her, but then she began deleting tweets and making her various accounts private so no one could see them. Right? These are the sort of hypocrites that ruin it for everybody else. I mean, truly. And this animal, this particular animal, or excuse me, this monster, what do you want to call her? I mean, no, honestly, what do you want to call her? Because here's the deal. She's in Puerto Rico. She's obviously got some decent money because she's in an area that's very expensive. Don't give me the stuff that she's been saving up 5 years for this, because I'm not going to buy it. All right? And then she's going to tell how bad it is to reopen these schools. Think about it. She's putting out all these tweets that she feels to be righteous, but now she goes in and she starts taking them out. Well, why do that? If you're so sure that they're good and true and right, leave them alone. I leave mine up. It drives the left nuts. There were some that other people have put up, or I've put up. And after they go up, you realize, you know, okay, maybe that wasn't quite, or the timing on that wasn't quite right. You take it back down again. It's really that easy. And there's other times where they get so mad at me, I go, too bad. It's what I believe. It's staying up. And then they burn themselves out because actually they go after each other, which is even better. All right, so let's finish up with this. I told you guys a while back, this is a war. This is a fight. This is not anything that's going to go away anytime soon. Quickly, it's just not going to happen. And you have to stay, and you have to hang out, and you have to keep pushing, and you can't give up. No joke, you just can't give up. Because every little crack you give them, as you can see, you give them an out anywhere. All these years, you guys have been wanting to be nice. You want to play nice. You want to work. Well, how's that worked out for you? No, in all sincerity, how has that worked out for you? That's right, it hasn't. It's not good. It doesn't work out. They're not interested in you or what you got going on. They're only interested in power and money. And you're watching that unfold right in front of your face right now. So I don't know how you do it in your state. I don't know how you get together in your state. But you need to figure out a way to change the election laws. So they truly are equal. And your vote truly does count. I'm not saying like another group would say to make sure you get the upper hand. I'm more interested in fair elections. Trump would have won by tens of millions of votes. No question about it. The way I see it. How many of the votes were thrown away, flushed, swapped, switched? Why were we sending votes to... Why were we sending the information, the data, to Germany? And then back here. To Italy. Then back here. Why? Greatest planet on the... Greatest country on the planet with the greatest technology couldn't count those here? Wow. Joe, senior host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Catch us back here tomorrow. Check out the website, realside.com, for more information about the show.